Yeah, I am the chick mongoose. Oh my lord, Salbaps coming in hot. I posted on Twitter, coming in hot like yo mama on a Saturday night watching Patrick Swayze films, because 5-1, the money chain is back. It is back. Order has been restored to the kingdom. I'm wearing my TJ Maxx Michael Jordan North Carolina jersey to celebrate.
Who didn't play football.
Match the shades. It doesn't matter. How sick
That's such a TJ Maxx jersey. Like, to have a Jordan UNC. Remember how, like, corny the 2000s were with UNC gear? Like, with, like, Jordan, like, football jerseys, Jordan hockey jerseys.
Exactly, like, yes.
Jordan, oh, my God.
Well, nevertheless, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling TJ Maxx fresh. 5-1. Your boy is absolutely murking it right now. Murder, in the words of Ja Rule, because 5-1, my record this past week. I was 4-2 the week before that. That is, let me check my math, 9-3. Pretty fucking good. I'll tell you, though, what wasn't good, Salbaps. That is the boss cock lock. Still hitting at a rate of 6-4, 60% for those counting at home. That's pretty good. But our pick Saturday, not so good.
Yeah, I mean, look. That's all Nebraska. It's not like Michigan State was incredible.
Yeah, let's just...
Or so we took a team that we assumed would handle their business and stay alive in the Big Ten West because the rest of their schedule actually was easy. And they had it right there in front of them. And they lost to Michigan State walk-on. So there's not much we can do. Michigan State's whole team quit. The fans quit. The entire upper deck was empty.
Walk-ons. Just walk-ons.
It was walk-ons everywhere, dude. Like, I mean, they. It's on Nebraska. It's not on Michigan. Like, for anyone that tailed that and is like, oh, look, I mean, Nebraska didn't show up. They didn't show up.
They didn't show up.
And you got fucking beat.
Salbaps, do we dare just fade every Big Ten East the rest of the year against a Big Ten West team?
Yeah, we fade Big Ten West forever. Like, until it's, I determine that we don't.
Especially bowl season. I mean,
once again, the best team in the West, right? Iowa, is the worst 7-2 football team ever.
Ever.
I challenge anyone to research 7-2 teams for 100 years of college football. There will not be a worse team than Iowa at 7-2 at this record.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's where I'm going with this. So, Iowa is the best team in the West. They didn't even cover at home against Michigan State.
Yeah. Yeah. Embarrassing.
So, fuck. I mean, just fuck that whole conference.
So, it was kind of a crazy Saturday, too, Sal Babs. I want to touch on the fact that we had a day of arguably the lowest, I believe it was actually the lowest total ever with Iowa Northwestern for, what was it, 30.5?
29.5.
Okay, 29, 28.5, depending on the book. And it hit. It hit with flying colors. And then we also had the USC game. I guess you just, USC is a new LSU, which that over also hit. But USC, fucking Washington goes, 92 points?
76 total, it hit at half.
Yeah, 76 total, hit at half. Fucking real. Yeah. By the way, Alex Grinch is officially fired. For those of you who have not seen it, Alex Grinch
it's
fired
just
from USC.
Too little, too late for that.
Who do we think
has done that a long time ago?
Who do we think? By the way, I'm looking at literally the lines right now for next week here while I'm doing this here. But who do we think is going to be the new DC for USC next year?
Who gives a fuck? Like, it's over for them. It's over. Caleb Williams. Gone. There's not going to be any generational quarterback they're going to get in there. It's just going to be some bullshit system. Like, we don't even know if Lincoln Riley's going to be there.
If Lincoln Riley,
the Cowboys lost again today. We know Jerry Jones is going to dabble with this. I mean, it we don't even know if he's going to be there. So who gives? I mean, really though, like, who gives a fuck about USC's decent? Like, we don't even know who's going to be there.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you this.
I get what you're saying, but. I mean, I'm so done with them. Like, I'm so tired of this USC shit. They're like, I'm done with it. Like, anything USC post, like, Matt Leinart, I don't care.
Okay. Let's say
I would argue Michigan State as a program has had more success in the past 15 years of my life than USC football.
I would also argue that.
Like, that's how pathetic.
Having said that, realistically, you could see Dave Aranda as a defensive coordinator for USC next year. Lincoln Riley is still your head coach. Lincoln Riley brings in a five-star transfer quarterback. And then your OC...
Which is going to be who?
He has three Heisman Trophy winner Sal Baps out of the past 6 years. It's not going to be hard for him to get a quarterback.
Don't, like, last forever, though. Like, I mean, you can't just keep doing that. He got lucky with the Hurts thing because he got benched. I mean, like...
Yeah, but Hurts didn't win the Heisman. I'm talking Kyler Murray, Baker, and then Caleb Williams. He has literally three Heisman winners in the past 6 years. He can get anybody in the country that he wants.
No, I don't doubt that he
can. And Kingsbury. Don't forget, Cliff Kingsbury could be the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, well, he probably is going to be.
Yeah.
Or he gets hired at UNLV when that coach leaves.
yeah, basically. By the way, the Rebs find a way to cover...
We can hire Kingsbury, honestly.
Though. Yeah, it's true. You give him a mission skate. So let's go over my slate here. That was a 5-1 finish, like I said. So I was all over Oklahoma State. I actually alt-lined Sal Baps, Oklahoma State -2.5. Let me just say about this game, though, for any of you who
didn't... You're fucking Captain Hook this week.
That's I am Captain
you
Hook.
You are Captain Hook.
I hit a
parlay. Unbelievable.
If you guys didn't see, I did hit a parlay, $150 parlay for a little over 1,000 was the payout.
It was a gross bag.
I alt-lined Fresno State -6.5. I bet Oregon State down to 6.5. Just not trusting, you know, Oregon State who they are. And then also I took the team over in Arizona. So that three leg parlay was how I ended my night at 3 a.m. East Coast time. It was fucking sweet. But on my official picks,
I should get a $25 taxation fee for talking you off the cliff and doing that.
Well, I just gave you $10 alkaline water, so I'm halfway there.
I knew that was expensive. It tastes good.
It does taste great.
I mean, it can't be cheap.
But I did have Oklahoma.
My muscles already feel better, man.
Sal-Babs is about to go.
All I drink is fucking lemonade and iced tea.
Sal-Babs is about to go do some fucking squats over here while we're doing the show. Oklahoma State +5.5. I hit as well as the alt line for just a single game. So let me just say, though, one thing I've been waiting for this year, we finally saw. Oklahoma got completely fucked by the refs. Did you watch this game, Sal Baps?
I watched the whole game.
That pass interference call that they didn't call on Drake Stoops, that end zone, that was the most blatant pass interference ever. The ref was right in front of it.
Dude, it was bad.
And they didn't call it because Oklahoma's going to the SEC, and basically it was a giant FU to Oklahoma. Oklahoma absolutely should have won that game. I absolutely should have lost that game. I'll tell you the one game that I did lose, that I absolutely should have won. I can't believe this. I had Wyoming team total 24.5. They have a strip sack, Sal Baps, on Colorado State with like 3 minutes to go. They run the ball, big ass motherfucking, you know, D tackle there. He, of course, gets tackled on the 1 yard line. Four opportunities to punch it in. Wyoming, their massive offensive line, they can't get it in the end zone. 24, I do not get my 24 in the hook.
Yeah,
one
game
I lose.
Kind of gay bullshit that happens in the Mountain West.
Yeah.
Dude. Like, that only happens there.
Yeah.
Speaking
of the Mountain West,
so why do you think I'd never take those games?
I did hit Fresno State -3. This was another game I got lucky on a little bit. They had a kickoff return for a touchdown to end the first half.
No, clarify. Tell them. You hit Fresno State alt line.
Well, yeah, on the parlay I did.
It doesn't matter. The fact that you laid 6.5 on a 3-point spread and hit.
That's how to do it.
Gangster.
That's why I'm wearing the money chain.
And I suggested it. I said it on this show. I go, if you watch last week's episode, you go, I'm taking Fresno State. He said, we should alt line this.
Yeah.
And you were like, wait, what? I'm like, alt line.
You did.
6.5.
You actually did.
I said this.
You did.
I said it.
Sal Baps spoke it into existence. And then Temple, team total, 19.5. That was a little scary there in the second half.
Dude,
but
I thought you were going to lose.
They scored 17 in the first half.
They didn't do anything.
They did not score until like midway through the fourth quarter, and then they did cover with ease, but it was scary. And then Sal Baps, this was the best pick from the Sunday show last week. I got in early, West Virginia -8. I believe
that rolled.
I believe it closed 12.5, 13.
And you could have alt-lined that.
West Virginia, you could have alt-lined that -30. And West Virginia would have covered to go 5-1. So in fuego, on fire. Sal Baps, talk about your picks here.
Well, I went 3-3. Not going to make any excuses. I should have been 4-2. And I know that every bettor out there is like, oh, I should have won this and that. But, like, Florida's, this was a really bad beat. Like, this would have been on Scott Van Pelt's, like, bad beat section. Like, Florida State has the ball on Pitt's, like, 2-yard line. There's a minute and 44 seconds left. They're up 21, I believe. So what happens is they throw two pass plays to actually try and cover. Mm-hmm. They don't get it. So then they just kneel it. And Pitt has two timeouts. They don't call any of them.
Retarded.
That's the game.
Retarded.
I mean, it happened today in the Houston Texan game. Houston Texans were 2.5, and they could have scored, and they just kneeled it, and won by two. Like that's where we bang on James Franklin, but like he in those situations would score.
Yeah, it's true.
Like he would do it.
Franklin.
There are coaches that do that shit. Like, right. A little disappointed in that. So 3-3. So, you know, if you tailed me, you didn't lose money. You broke even. But I'm sure if you tailed me, you took some of his plays and he didn't fucking lose. So
yeah,
I'm sure you won.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And Kansas, you hit by a mile. That was a great, great one.
The games that I won were absolute, like,
yeah,
easy. Cakewalk.
I should
be over in Oregon was essentially done at half.
I should have taken Tennessee at home against UConn.
I took that. That
Tennessee.
That was a joke.
Tennessee covers against shit teams at home. And that was an absolute, like you said, that was a joke. So let's bring up the official.
Remember last week I said, why does this game exist?
Right.
Why does this even happen?
Right. You did. And like I said, it was a soft buy of the SEC.
Dude,
does.
It just shows you like how good the SEC is. Like I'm watching Alabama and LSU, which was one of my losses, LSU.
Right.
Who did compete. You know, they didn't get blown out. They did compete. They did have the lead twice.
Mm-hmm. Well, Daniels got hurt too.
He did. He died. He died. So. That didn't exactly help, but I'm watching that game and I'm like, a 3-loss LSU team is better than like every team in the Big Ten almost. Like,
yeah,
I mean, like the SEC is just such another level. Like Tennessee, like isn't cool, but like I say that on like based off the nation. If you put Tennessee in like our league, they'd never.
If you put Tennessee in the Big Ten West,
lose.
Is there a team?
Is there
a team you would cap within? I don't know, 20.5.
No, dude. No.
Of Tennessee.
No. Every game would be like this UConn game.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So like even these bullshit like corny 17th ranked Tennessee, SEC is just fucked.
Yeah.
And like I usually make fun of like SEC homers and shit, but like how do you argue this? I mean, it's hard to. I mean, even Missouri, I mean, yeah. is good.
Yeah.
I mean, Missouri's really good.
Yeah,
I mean,
Missouri is legit. Luther Brandon there is the real deal. Connor Cook's playing good this year. Eli Drinkwitz, you know, he's a decent offensive coach. And, yeah, they can fuck. So let's go over the official records here quick, and let's talk about some other games here. I am 33-30.
Oh, my bad on the Notre Dame game. That was a bad read by me.
Yeah.
Clemson looked like Clemson's still bad, but like they're still going to battle. They're not going to give up. I mean, he's too much of a rah-rah. We can do this guy. They're right. not going to just quit. I thought they would quit, but I mean, it was more of a fade play. I don't want to hear a word about Sam Hartman ever again from anybody in the media ever.
Yeah. Especially in ACC, all those teams know him.
Every single time he plays an ACC team, he plays his worst games. All his losses are ACC. Loss to Louisville was terrible. Should have lost to fucking Duke.
Yeah.
Lost this game. And then, you know, he lost the Ohio State game, but that's just, you know. But still, my point is, like, I'm done. I don't want to hear it anymore. Fuck you people. I'm tired of it.
Yeah, I agree.
He's just a bogus, corny, like, loser from a gay school that you got because nobody else wants to play there.
Yeah, basically.
Nobody cares about Rudy anymore, people.
Basically.
No one cares anymore. It's 50 fucking years ago now.
Nobody cares.
No one cares.
No one cares.
The music's good, but it's kind of fake. It's not even a real movie.
Yeah.
It's fake.
It is actually.
It's fucking really fake.
You know, Joe.
And he actually went to jail for, like, some kind of insane tax racket, too.
Yeah, and also, you know, Joe Montana and all those guys, he stopped going to games for so many years because Joe Montana and that because Montana was on that team,
right? Show in the movie.
All those guys made fun of Rudy so bad about how fake the film was that he literally
there isn't a single player that said there was any truth to that.
Yeah. So it's complete garbage.
Like, yeah, we play at Notre Dame. We're gonna fucking hand in our jerseys, and they didn't even they didn't even play like Dan Devine accurate at all. Right. Which I know to this day was pissed about the way he was portrayed in that.
So official records.
But the point is, I'm done with Notre Dame. Go ahead.
Official records here. I am 33-30 on the year. Sal Babs here, 31-29, hanging tough. Together, we are 64-59. Boss Cock lost 64.
That is paid capper status, though.
So technically,
it is.
We're 52% on the year, us together.
But there are paid cappers that are, right now, they're at 52. Maybe they'll finish 56.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're, so listen, there's a guy, right? Just go over this quick. I'm not going to take much of your time.
Okay.
I just want to show you how bullshit the paid capper thing is.
Yeah.
So people out there at least can respect our honesty, because there's a lot of dishonesty in the capping game. Okay. Mm-hmm. There is a guy, I won't say his name, that I do know of, right? He's a predominant capper. He is one of his last 18 paid bets. He hit the one bet. He posted for free so everyone can see it. So all the people that unsubscribe to his bullshit, he gets all these new people that come in because they saw the one play that he hit. They don't actually know that he's won for his last 18. That's how bullshit the whole paid capper thing is.
Damn.
So you got to respect us for at least being honest, I think. I mean, the fact we're over 500 and we're just dead ass honest about it, and they're free.
Bosscock Lock is 6-4.
I mean, I demand respect for that. Demand it.
Give the man his respect.
I demand it.
I get no respect, in the words of Rodney Dangerfield. But I tell you who does get respect, and they should by now, is the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Even though that game they should have lost because of that call,
They won the last game they're ever going to play. Good for them.
Ollie Gordon was banged up.
He got hurt.
Bowman was battling there. Oklahoma had to, coming off the loss to Kansas, they were in, desperate housewife mode, okay? They were so desperate to win that game. Coming at Oklahoma State with everything they had, and Oklahoma State was there till the very end, and then they fortunately got the call from the ref. Credit to Mike Gundy. Credit to Oklahoma State. Now, I believe, tied at top of the Big 12. Let's do a couple power rankings here, Sal Baps, as we're talking about some of these games here. I want you to power rank and take out records, okay? This is power rankings. Vegas-style power rankings. I want you to, Sal Baps, handicap me your top four teams in the Pac-12.
All right.
And speaking to the microphone while you say it.
Well, I had to pull up my notepad here. All right, so let's look up the Pac-12 for a second.
Yeah.
And let's actually look at the standings, and let's look what we actually believe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Pac-12, so far, we're going to go Washington 1, okay. Oregon 2, we're going to go Arizona 3. I hate them, but I'm gonna go Utah for now. 4. Is that okay?
I disagree thoroughly with you.
Okay.
My Pac-12 power rankings. I'm going number 1, Oregon. I'm going number 2, Arizona. I'm going number 3, Washington.
Yeah, I mean, you can't put a team number 3 that's undefeated.
These are power ranking Sal Babs. This is teams play on a neutral field, and we're just setting the line. I'm not saying college football playoff.
I think on a neutral site, Oregon would be favored of Washington? I do.
Okay.
I do. I can't argue that. I do believe the odds makers would throw Oregon minus 2.
That's what I'm talking about.
I do believe
it. Power rankings. Power rankings.
Yeah, no, I get it. Well, those are, today, these are my power rankings. I think Washington's still the best team.
Okay.
Oregon's a Chinese chode behind them. And then we got Arizona and Utah.
All right. Yeah, I'm like I said, I'm a big believer in the Wildcats here. I am actually fading. Talk about a little preview here Wednesday night. I may be fading the Washington Huskies. And then team number 4 for me, I'm probably going to go Oregon State at number 4, but Utah is right there too. That number 4 spot, you could convince me, even UCLA maybe, but
no,
if they have healthy quarterback play, the defense is still nasty. They're just not as good on the road here, especially, but, Probably Oregon State, number four. All right, so Sal Baps, let's take that now to the Big 12. I want you to power rank your top four Big 12 teams today.
It's not Texas.
Not Texas for me either.
I'm going to go Oklahoma State one.
Okay.
Kansas two. West Virginia three. And then Texas. Is that okay?
That's your opinion.
So to recap that, I think I went OK State one, Kansas two, West Virginia and Texas, man. I mean, West Virginia is good.
Yeah, legitimately good.
They're legitimately good. They're on a 2-game winning streak.
I'm gonna go Texas one.
Why?
Because I still think when Ewers comes back, there's a depth to the team that doesn't exist elsewhere in the Big 12. Number two, I'm going to go with Lance Leopold, and on a neutral field, yeah, actually at this point.
Bro, Kansas fucks, dude. Like, I'm going Kansas. Don't be afraid to, like, jerk them off, dude.
Yeah, I'm going
to
go Kansas, too.
They're so well coached, dude. Like,
I'm going Oklahoma State three, Oklahoma four. That's my power ranking the top four in the Big 12.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I got a little goofy there, but you said they're power rankings. They're not the same.
Exactly.
So.
All right, so now, last one here, Sal Babs.
Look, West Virginia's coming off a gigantic win. Like, I'm giving you teams that are, you know, power rankings. They go up, they go down. I don't know. I defend it. I defend my opinion.
Power rank the top four teams in the Big Ten West.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Jesus Christ. How do you even do this?
That's why I brought it up.
Can I do none of them? None of them.
No, you have to. You have to.
None of them. How? Every one of them's on a losing streak. Iowa.
Every one of them are basically the same team, except like maybe like Purdue. Like, can at least
I guess
throw the ball a little
Iowa
bit.
Won. Jesus Christ. I mean, it's crazy to say that, like, is Illinois actually too? Like, that's how bad this is?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
You know, Purdue's off the planet bad. I mean, Northwestern's bad. I mean, Nebraska, unfortunately, is going to be up there. So, all right, just for the sake of the show, I'll do Iowa, Illinois, Nebraska. Bro, I'm looking at their points. Four. And, dude, these fucking teams, none of them have scored over 200 points. Like,
oh, I know.
Iowa scored 166 points.
It's horrible.
Like, it's so bad that, like, oh, my God. Like, Maryland's even scored almost 300 points.
Yeah.
Rutgers isn't even an offensive team, and they've scored 250 points.
Right.
I mean, Iowa has scored 166 points. I mean, this is just, like, fucking crazy.
Yeah.
All right, for the sake of this gay debate here, I'll go Iowa, Nebraska, Illinois, and Minnesota, I guess, dude. I mean, you can't. How else can you do it?
Yeah, I don't think you can. I'm not even going to take an attempt at
like,
it.
This is, like, too challenging.
All I know is I'm fading the fuck out of the Big Ten West.
Yeah, I mean, these teams are so bad, dude. Just look at the dude. Like, just glance. Look at the difference in these numbers that you see up here and down here. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's unreal.
Right?
Unreal.
Like, Jesus.
Yeah, it's just the offensive football coming out of the Big Ten West is literally taking us back to basically
the Stone Age.
The wishbone
just
offense.
Bring the veer out.
All right, Sal Babs, any games here for the upcoming week? Any lines that have you percolating?
Yeah, I like Tennessee, -1.
Against Missouri.
Missouri.
Right.
Yeah, I think Missouri's going to come into this game a little sore. You play Georgia, it's never going to be like a clean week, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be hitting the ice tub. Trainers are going to be in there giving you rub downs. It's not going to be a fun week of recovery. Tennessee had the soft bye with Mizzou. I mean, with UConn, now they're at Missouri. Let's just fuck with this minus one here, dude. I feel like this is incredible value, dude. Like, first off, I thought they'd be underdogs.
Is that an official play?
No, I'm not gonna make it official because I'm gonna assume that once people start betting college football, they're gonna say, you know, your average bettor is gonna go, oh, I watched Missouri play Georgia. They played pretty good. I'm gonna take them, and it's gonna go that. I think the line will go Missouri, and I'll be able to grab Tennessee like with a point and a hook. So I'm gonna not bet anything, but like that is a, if you're talking like, you know, Carmen Electra nipple percolation,
yeah,
like line that jumps out to me, yeah, I mean that's low. You're basically,
I have 12 games here right now. I have my eye on. I don't think I'm gonna make any plays here because I actually think most of these lines are gonna go in my direction.
Right, that's what I'm saying, dude. Like, I feel like once people actually bet this, they're gonna be like, oh, well, Missouri's ranked higher.
Yeah,
they fucking play Georgia well, so they should win.
So, first game here, I'm looking at Indiana's +6.5 at Illinois, looking to take a Big Ten East team against a Big Ten West team. But this line was 5.5; it's now up to 6.5. I'm kind of hoping I can get over the touchdown in the hook. That'd be nice. Michigan was 6.5; now it's down to -5.5. I'm hoping I can get that maybe to even 3.5.
I don't like that line. I was hoping that would be lower. That's a lot to lay on the road in that stadium.
Yeah, but
I mean that's a lot to lay.
Bro, did you watch that Michigan Penn State game last year?
Yeah, I watched every Penn State game because I literally root for them to lose.
Yeah,
all the time.
Well, I'm rooting for them to lose now too to get Franklin out of there.
He's
but
not going anywhere.
Did you see Michigan last year run the fucking ball down the middle of the Penn State defense?
Oh, they're gonna do it. I mean, they're gonna
Penn
do
State
it again.
Is they have nothing for defensive tackle, middle linebacker to stop Michigan. Nothing, nothing.
My question is here. Well. What the fuck is Michigan State going to do at Ohio State this week besides get killed? Like, this line's 30.5. Is that even, is that, like, too small?
Yeah,
Ohio State's favored by 30.5 hosting Michigan State.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, what the is Michigan State going to walk on? Is they're going to score in that defense?
No.
No! There's no way. They're not even going to score.
Yeah.
Like,
Michigan State under.
I'm going to cap Ohio State. I'm capping it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way Michigan State covers this
so
game, dude.
I also, I'm looking here at Texas Tech at Kansas. I like Kansas -3.5. Maybe, though, we get it to a full 3. Maybe. I'm super tempted here to take Oklahoma State right now, this moment, -2.5. The only thing that's holding me back is Ollie Gordon did get fucked up a little bit. Fuck it. I don't give a shit. I'm rolling officially right now, putting the money chain on the line. Sal Baps, cap it. I'm going Oklahoma State on the road in the bounce house in Orlando. -2.5.
Yeah, I like it too, man. I mean, I don't see how. I mean, they're just fucking gross.
They're gross, and Gus Malzahn is still the coach of UCF. So there's also
we know
that.
What he gets. I mean, UCF can't play in this league, dude. Like it's so fake and stupid.
Washington is -9.5 at home against Utah. I do like that. I'm just kind of hoping that I think that may go my direction. Actually, I may have another one here. I'm about to cap USC at Oregon. Over 74.5.
Okay, so I guess I'm going to bring in the motivational factor and the defensive coordinator switch. Does their defense get a little bit better in a week? Probably not, but like now you're playing a team that can score. They're on their home turf. Look, we said this week one and we stopped doing it because we're fucking cowards and idiots. USC overs hit every week, right? Yeah. Like, we didn't. I don't know why we don't every single week.
The last two USC games have gone over 90 points.
That's what I mean. Like, why we said this week, too, like, oh, that's a scam. We have to take it. And
let's
we
not
didn't
forget,
do this.
Let's not forget that USC is still the most fertile recruiting grounds in the Pac-12. Oregon gets half their roster from Southern California. This is a statement game. There's going to be big-time recruits on the sidelines there for Oregon. I think, you know, Does USC maybe just like pack it in and only put up 30 points? Maybe.
I actually like Oregon to cover here.
Does Oregon? Yeah, I mean, that's another thing.
Two home games in a row. They don't have to travel anywhere. Everything's going well for them. Now they get this broken-ass team that won't even be ranked by the time this game starts.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you said, it's a statement game. You have one team that's got it all and one team that had it all and lost it all and now doesn't even know who they are anymore. Now you got recruiting. Like, you know, it sucks when you're just playing for recruiting and you're not playing to win for the current roster. And, like, kids know how this works. They know how it works. And they're not going to be cool with this. You're going to see guys not really go as hard. You know Oregon's going to be trash-talking Caleb. Like, we saw you crying in the stands, bitch-ass motherfucker. Like, they're going to be talking shit. I'm going to personally take Oregon.
Okay.
I'm not going to cap it now because I think that there's such corny people out there that will take the points with USC. I really do. I think there's people that just can't get enough USC. They're like, Caleb Williams, Nissan Heisman House.
Put me down.
Like, I can't deal with it.
Fuck it. Put me down for the over, 74.5. I'm doing
it. All right, so we're going two plays for Goose here on Sunday.
74.5. Yeah, I think the market's going to go the opposite way.
I agree with you.
I think it's going to go up to 76, 77.5, and then by game time, probably like even, you know, 77, 78.5 around there.
I agree with you.
So if I can get a field goal value, I will gladly take it. Also,
don't get too carried away here. It's a recap show. Don't post your whole card. Never show your whole cards.
So
never show your deck.
Arizona right now is -9.5 at Colorado.
Dude, talk about them. Arizona is fucking good.
The only reason I'm not going to cap this now.
I was going to wear an Arizona hoodie over here.
You should have. Why didn't you?
I put it on and I gained too much weight. Don't fit.
The only reason I'm not going to cap Arizona -9.5 right now is because all these Colorado lines during the week, all the fucking the Dion jerk off squad.
I think those guys are done. That whole thing.
No, because last week they moved.
Dude, they were getting killed online, man.
They moved the Colorado State line down a solid field goal, and then they covered last week again. So I think the fact that they've covered a couple weeks here again.
I want to show you how gangster this hoodie is that I was going to wear.
Okay,
here. It's the OG 90s 80 or the 80s Arizona.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
that
it's
is nice.
Really sick.
That
dude.
Is nice. I think that this line may go down to 7.5 for me.
So it's basically this, but a hoodie.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like the, Miles, what was it? Fucking,
there it is. That's the fucking sweatshirt.
Oh yeah. That's sick.
There it is with the that's Nike sick. Logo and shit.
What was the fucking Lute Olson team in the '90s that was so good? The Bibby and fucking,
oh yeah. Jason Terry.
Yeah. No, not shit. Jason Terry. Fucking Bibby, Miles Simon and Mike Bibby. That's who it was.
Ow.
And they had those six shorts as well.
Yeah, dude, how gross.
UNLV covered again last week. I do like UNLV -4.5 at home. I'm not going to take it right now, but I do like that. I like Stanford +21, a little dog action here.
You should get this.
Yeah, that is sick. That is sick. Also, I like Colorado State -4.5 at home against a inept San Diego State team that found a
inept
way, that found a way to lose in overtime. How about this one here for you? This is my hatred for Florida State, but hear me out. I like Miami +14.5 rivalry game. Keep within two touchdowns there. What do you think of that one?
Yeah, I mean, look. Florida State's played their past two games on the road, I believe. Probably some travel, you know. But see, here's the thing, man. And you got to put this into consideration. I know you don't like Florida State, but like, you got to remember that fucking place is gonna be lit for that game. Though. Mm-hmm. They haven't had a home game in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And now Miami's coming in there. That place is gonna be fucking loud, man.
Yeah.
I think it might fire him up. You got to remember, Keon Coleman's been out. He didn't play last week. They're clearly way better. They score like at least 14 more points when he's playing. We'll see what his status is. I don't believe he's out, but I think he just like didn't care against Pitt. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, it was an unofficial bye week for him.
Yeah, but I mean, he should be back. And I don't know, man. I don't know.
Is LSU playing this week?
They are. They are. They're at home, and I think they get a little bit of a cupcake. They get Florida at home. I mean, LSU Florida is a notoriously like great game, but I mean, Florida just came off a demoralizing loss to Arkansas in overtime.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that you're going to start to see the dam break there. I mean, they're 5-4, 3-3 in the league. Nothing to play for except the an appearance in the Meineke or the fucking, you know, what's the poinsettia bowl or something? Like, what bowl are they going to get in?
I think there's the Gaylord Bowl as well, right? Yeah, there's the literal Gaylord Bowl.
I mean, I'm pulling up their schedule. Like, if they don't win this game.
Babs, you know you can buy a bowl for $1 million.
No, you can't. They're done. So their schedule is.
You can buy a bowl for $1 million.
Okay. Well,
if we had $1 million, we could have the literal making bread and buttering hose bowl.
Well, let's work on that. Let's work on that. So they're at LSU, then they're at Missouri, and their last game's against Florida State. So they're not going to be in a bowl game. They know it. I would say LSU bounces back here. But what's the status on Daniels? Like, what's he think?
I think Daniels went to the film Get Out. He kind of traveled there. He's just kind of there. And Nick Saban holds the keys to his soul, and ain't coming out anytime soon. So yeah,
the teardrop out of his eye. Like.
This actually may be the week, Sal Babs, between Daniels probably or potentially not playing, and Florida just being Florida. This actually may be the week that we actually bet an LSU under. It's 63.
Good idea. We got it. If he's not playing, we're gonna go under here.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not gonna make an official play on that.
No, we're not gonna know that till Wednesday, anyways. So
yeah, we'll be filming on Tuesday though. Remember?
I know, but we can always add plays. Doesn't mean we can't post another play and be like, yo, you know. Asterisks like additional play, like you can always do that.
Yeah, speaking of,
because we're not gonna have the information, so if you get the information, you can add it.
Speaking of, do follow us on Twitter. That's where
this water is so goddamn good.
I know.
Like, I was so
that's parlay water, Sal Babs. Just imagine
parlay water.
Imagine if we could do that every weekend. How great life would be.
Oh my god, better than my life now. That's for goddamn sure.
I also bought some fresh ginger. Did you ever have some of that, Sal Babs?
Yeah, dude, it's so funny. Every time I eat fresh ginger, all the bullshit stomach problems I have
goes away.
They just like it instantly goes away, like in 1 second.
Yeah.
In 1 second.
Yeah.
All this bullshit, fake crap, like Tums and all these medicines and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I never feel nothing. I can eat a bottle of Tums, it don't do nothing.
Yeah.
I put some ginger and some tea and done.
I eat the ginger from the root raw.
Yeah, ginger root. Yeah,
it's great. I love it. And it's very spicy. You know, if you don't like.
Oh, yeah. See, a lot of people, they've tasted the bullshit flavor ginger,
right,
which is just sugar.
Right.
Real ginger is spicy.
Spicy as fuck.
It's like bang spicy.
Yeah, it's like your mouth is on fire. You just
People don't
Indian
know
food.
That. They don't know that about ginger.
Yeah.
Like, they think it's actually fucking spicy.
Yeah. So do follow us though on X, on Instagram at Butter and Hose. Sal Babs also was fucking around on AI and he got,
I'm going to get us a background photo for, our social handle. It's going to be us. I got to get it to work. Right.
Yeah. You're going to get it.
J-Ball actually liked the anime version of us, like a lot. The one where we're Asian cartoons.
Okay. Yeah. The one where Asian cartoons.
I mean, they tend to come out good. I don't know why, but they do.
Sal Babs had the most gangster, mafioso picture of me.
Oh my God. It's incredible.
It's actually,
I put you into the AI filter and just typed in mafia and they come up, like the computer generates you as whatever I type in.
Yeah.
And that's what they made you. And I was like,
you literally made me look like the most fucking like gangster associate hitman ever.
Who's
like pulling whores at the club.
No, dude, that's a parallel universe version of you living its best life.
I want to be that person
like,
so
for
bad.
For real, dude, you looked awesome in that.
I want to be that person so bad right now. Not that I don't love the money chain and my TJ Maxx, Michael Jordan, North Carolina jersey.
That's such a stupid jersey. I can't stand it.
But not that I don't like hitting parlays, I can buy, you know, alkaline water. But anyways, I'm going to have to post it on the Twitter because it was pretty fucking great. Stop Apps, are there any other games here for the upcoming week that you're excited about?
No, we'll talk about them Tuesday night.
So let's just plug this now, Sal.
I mean, the only game that I like really like that makes it move a little bit is Tennessee. That's the only one. Because I see corny people getting on Missouri there. I can see it.
Yeah. So do watch. Let's just start plugging this now. So we talked about this a couple weeks ago. We are going to be on AP. That's A as in Adam, P as in Paul, 4, the number 4, Liberty. AP for Liberty, his Rumble channel. It's been on the front page, you know, almost every day, Sal Baps. He gets like 50 pages of views.
He's where we want to be, man.
Where we want to be.
He's got it.
The dude is absolutely killing it in the world of news and just making fun of woke culture. We're going to be on his show Wednesday morning. We're going to be on here at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, I believe.
Yeah, I feel like I'm watching a Nickelodeon show back in the 90s. Like 8:30, 7:30 Central. It's like no one cares about Central Time.
Right. Like, let me see here.
I don't care about Central Time Zone.
Yeah, I just want to just double check here.
Watch Are You Afraid of the Dark at 9:30 Central on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, we are going to be
we're going on at that time.
7:30 Eastern on this Wednesday.
So if you're bored at work, listen to us.
AP for Liberty. Your boy's here doing it big time. Stop Apps, he is not a football fan. So
it's going to be a tough show.
It could be great, though, because he hates woke culture, super anti-left, and doesn't know a lot about sports. So I think we're going to have a good time kind of infusing the worlds of woke culture.
But I don't even care about sports. I care about gambling.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's, like, true.
That's the thing people don't get.
Right.
I don't give a fuck about sports.
Like, I'm literally...
I don't give a fuck about it. I could give two fucks if the Steelers never win a game ever again in my life. As long as I win.
So, besides actively rooting against Penn State now, I'm actually, like, even if I like James Franklin... I would still, like, I'm going to put probably like $500 on Michigan to cover.
We don't give people, we don't care. We don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, don't care.
I will gladly fade my team in a heartbeat for money.
Oh, I just did it to Boscock Lock and I lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
My own team. Yeah. Fucking beat me.
Yeah,
my own stupid team
in a
half. Then I gotta see fucking Tom Izzo on the sidelines
in a half empty stadium
hugging this intern coach and shit. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. That intern does love Michigan State, though. I'm throwing a pony flag here. Sal Baps.
On me?
Sal Baps.
Why?
I'm throwing two penalty flags. That Sal Baps fucked up. He fucked up the boss cock lock.
That's a joint effort. What are you talking about?
He is our Michigan State resident.
Bro,
diehard.
No, I'm not going to take that because they played walk-ons. Nebraska had their whole season on the line. The West is in front of them here.
No.
And they can't, I mean, there's no one left on this team. There's nobody in the stands. No one cares. I can't control that. It's not my fault.
It's okay.
I wasn't happy. Do you think I'm happy Michigan State won? You think I liked that?
Listen,
I think I liked any minute of that.
I bet in real life Nebraska, so I understand. I'm not mad at all.
I liked zero seconds of that.
Yeah. It was tough.
I'm flagging your Michael Jordan football jersey.
Well, that goes without saying. any other games here? Do we have any leans for the Boss Cock Lock right now?
No, I'm going home.
Okay, Sal Baps is going home. He just turned off the screen on his...
We got a big week coming up. We got our show.
On his new iPad.
We're going to come out with picks. We're going to have a new Boss Cock Lock hit.
I just gained half my slate for the week already.
So. I know, which is dumb. Wow. It's like drinking too much at the pregame party.
Wow. Do you not think that USC line's going to go up?
I mean, it could.
Yeah.
It could.
Yeah.
It absolutely could.
Yeah. Well,
do I think it will? No, but would I be stunned? No.
Well, you know what? West Virginia last week worked out in my favor, so.
Well, that was, you didn't even need to to put that out early.
Yeah,
like, that was, you could have laid 14 and a half.
Yeah, it's
and,
true.
And won. But, it's not, but you're like, you didn't know that was going to happen.
Right.
I didn't know that was going to happen. Yeah. I was like, I looked to score. I'm like, oh, shit. West Virginia's
fucked. I wouldn't have touched that game beyond 10. So,
but no, I mean, we got the show coming up. We'll have a new Bosscock locked in. Won't be any Big Ten West team. I can promise you that.
Will not be a Big Ten
and
West
we'll
team.
We'll hit it. And then we'll have a good week here, man.
Yeah. Yeah, we're hot. We are officially at 52% here with just a couple weeks left. By the way, do we include bowl season in our capping percentage, or is bowl season its own entity?
It's going to be a separate season.
That's what I agree. I like that as well.
That's the way my covers contest is bowl season is an entirely different season.
And those of you who don't know, I am a very good bowl season bettor. Very good. It is arguably the week one and bowl season are my fucking, those are my go-tos, okay?
Oh, dude, it's like one of my favorite times of the year.
Yeah. So I cannot.
Dude, you cannot beat this time of year. You get a bowl game every night for a month.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, doesn't it, man? You get a bowl game.
Yeah, you get a bowl
Sometimes
game.
You get two.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait.
It gets you through the seasonal depression of living in the
Northeast.
The Northeast, which is...
Although today was nice.
Always never been a great place to be. I don't know why people settled here. I don't know what the big deal about it was. I think they wanted to be close to water.
Yeah.
But it was a bad idea.
Bad idea.
And I'm here because of it.
And here we are. We hope you are having yourself a good weekend. Say your prayers. Take your vitamins. Grow your own food.
Eat your ginger.
Oh, by the way, Sob Apps, don't eat Bragg food anymore, by the way.
I don't even know what that is.
Bragg food is like the organic, like apple cider vinegar that a lot of people put like a teaspoon
in. Yeah, I have that.
Yeah, so
I have that.
You should stop that. Katy Perry bought the company. Katy Perry is now aligned with Bill Gates on something called Appeal Technology. And apparently they're using that in this apple cider vinegar. And it's full of fucking seed oils, like soybeans and fucking, you know, all the seed oils.
Yeah, you're going to be gay.
Yeah.
In a week.
Yeah.
You'll be gay.
So, So.
Yeah, it's all it took was Khloe Kardashian to say that she takes fucking, Bragg's apple vinegar cider, and then Katy Perry buys it with Bill Gates, and now you're all going to be gay.
Yeah,
so
that's
how it works.
So there's that.
Pretty simple stuff here, people.
Yep. So nevertheless,
imagine not knowing this.
Like, yeah, I just found it out the other day myself. So say your prayers, take your vitamins, grow your own food, don't eat stuff that Bill Gates has his hands on. Make that bread. Butter them hoes.
Glad you had a good week, man.
Great week.